And we are back live. Well, not really live, but another podcast finally. And obviously, we started with Back in the Saddle Again because it just seemed appropriate after almost a month off with Derby and Preakness prep going on and some vacation time. I decided I needed a little break to come back. And this is the Live and Breathe Horse Racing Podcast for May 26th, I think it is. I'm not sure the dates. They all kind of run together nowadays with the way life works. But welcome back. And today we're going to discuss the situation occurring in California. I think it's an important situation. I think it's an important topic to discuss. I think there's some things that need to be resolved as far as some misconceptions. So let's get right to it so far. Over the weekend, another horse was euthanized at Santa Anita due to a breakdown. They did try to save it, but apparently he did not have any circulation in the break and therefore had to be euthanized. So we ended up having our 26th breakdown at Santa Anita since December 26th, which not a good thing, especially when you look at the fact that there's three in the last 10 days. PETA's been involved in this since the beginning of March, and Diane Feinstein, however you want to say her name, has been involved since middle of March. So you've got the perfect storm coming together now as far as this is concerned. Now, I do believe the track is safe. I do believe the track is probably in the best shape it could possibly be in. I don't believe that what's going on is, I do believe it's a microcosm of what happens in California. And if you go back east to anywhere past, I don't know, let's just go Texas, Oklahoma. Let's just say that from Texas, Oklahoma, east, any of those tracks that are in there, even Washington to some extent, what you will find is a lot of trainers don't work their horses. Not as fast, at least, as you get at, say, Santa Anita. Santa Anita, at one point in time, used to be a speedway in the morning. It used to be, in fact, talking to somebody on Twitter who I know well and has covered horse racing in the Louisiana area and has been doing research as far as the Santa Anita issue is concerned. My comment to her was, you know, I'm actually kind of surprised that it's not the sub 12 second works or the average 48s or 1 minute works going 4 furlongs or 5 furlongs. Obviously, there are horses going faster than that. Obviously, there are horses going slower than that. But if you go and look elsewhere as far as racetracks are concerned, number one, you don't have horses working every 7 days normally. Normally, some horses will train at Fairhill or will train at Palm Beach Downs or will train at Palm Meadows at training tracks where they're not racing at. So it helps them as far as it helps the racetrack be able to repair itself and be able to not take as much concussion in regards to loosening up the bottom foundation of the track. And that's really important when it comes to that. I think Santa Anita having, you know, all that training and all that stuff going on every morning, now the rain, I guess they're sealing the track again, which I thought they weren't going to do, is obviously playing havoc on the whole racing situation. If you go back and you look, and I'll take Sam Houston as an example because it's the most recent track that I've been clocking at and watching works and seeing how training is done, the most important thing that I have noticed is that a lot of these trainers put in long gallops in these horses. They do not try to get them to go 2 minutes really quickly. They do not try to work them very fast. If they do work them, the works are in 50 and change. The works are almost pedestrian sometimes when you watch them coming down the lane, because they're not asked to do much. They're just giving them a little bit of a tightener, and you know, stretching their legs out before the next race. And usually it's about 7 days before their next prior race. So you might have horses that ran 4 weeks ago that are now running back in less than 10 days, or less than, let me rephrase that. You have horses that ran maybe 3 weeks ago that had 2 weeks of just jogging or galloping or even just walking in the shed row, and then they work, and then they end up racing a week, 7 days later. And I think you're seeing that there isn't that much of an issue with breakdowns in other tracks because they're not being worked hard. And you have to understand, you're talking about some of these horses have been in auction. Some of these horses have been running since the end of their yearling year. So you are looking at horses that have been broken in September, ridden in October, galloped in November, started to get some basis foundation of works in December. Then not only are you looking at December, but now you go into January where you're trying to get them fit and ready for works. And you got to see how fast they are. So you're going to work them. And now you add in the biophosphonates and you add in all that. You're going to have situation and problems occur with those horses. And now you take into account that a lot of those horses, let's say that are in auction, come back west after those auctions, and you get situations to where you may have a horse that has not had a break since September of his first year as a yearling. And you're looking at horses that are having situations where they may be running 3 to 4 years before they get a natural layoff. Good indicator or good thought process is Nyquist. Nyquist ran from September of his yearling year all the way through his three-year-old until they finally ended up stopping on him. So think about that. Think about how many races that was. Think about how often Doug O'Neill went and worked that horse. Now, in terms of mileage, you're getting a ton of mileage every single time you work that horse. You get the horse working on the track during the two-year-old and training sales. They're going 9 and change, 10 and change. Do you actually think that's really positive for a horse? And it's a two-year-old. So now you're looking at shin splints and situations like that to where you have horses that are coming back with soft tissue injuries, shin splints. They're going to have to go on the sidelines. You may not see them for a year. There are some horses that are just making their three-year-old debut that were purchased at the two-year-old in training sale. Why? Because they were worked way too hard. That is just my honest opinion. Now, one thing I will say, back east, jogging and galloping and slowing them down is a much better situation. Yes, they do have breakdowns. Yes, some racetracks are transparent. Some of those toilet bowl tracks, as Jimmy Conway pointed out, do have some breakdowns and don't report it. But you also go back and look and go through all the PPs and all the charts of horses that have been broken down or horses that have been euthanized in races, and I think you're going to find a staggering, overwhelming amount of horses on the East Coast are not breaking down as quickly as the horses down on the West Coast, especially right now. And I think, and it's going to go back to, I think they're just, people are just overrunning horses and overtraining horses. And that's never a good thing. That's never a positive thing. So with that said, I think what needs to happen right now is they either have to start changing the way they train, or they're going to end up having a situation to where they may end up putting a moratorium on racing at Santa Anita for the rest of the meet, which is going to hurt business at Del Mar, which is going to hurt business at Los Alamitos, which will hurt the Fair Circuit business, which will hurt Emerald Downs, which will hurt Turf Paradise. These are all tracks because none of the big barns are going to go to Turf Paradise. None of the big barns are going to plan on making a trip to the Fair Circuit. None of the big barns are going to go to Emerald. They're going to go to Saratoga. They're going to go to Churchill Downs. They're going to go to Gulfstream. They're going to go to Woodbine. Some of them may even go to Canterbury because the purses are so high. They're going to go where the money is. And that's a big problem right now in California. I do believe that this is fixable, but everybody has to be on the same page. And sadly, I don't think everybody wants to be on the same page, especially not in California. And I do believe the best solution is, number one, I think Art Wilson posted something on the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, something about 72 horses have worked since mid-March at Santa Anita. And I think I calculated about 100 per day have worked, and that's not adding to the fact that there were days where you couldn't get on the main track because it was raining. So that means that at least 100 horses are working per day, which is a ton of horses. And I think Margaret Ransom posted that that's about 1,000 horses that you can possibly think of might be on the backside that are working currently, and that it's including babies. But even at that rate, we're now in May. We're starting to get baby races. And I understand that some of them aren't ready to run. But at the same token, how do you not have 7 or 8 horse fields if you should know what's on the backstretch? Build a condition book based on the backstretch to run 7 to 8 horses. But at the same time, maybe California just needs to go to Saturday, Sunday cards for the time being until they can get more, the horse population up, until maybe they figure everything out. Maybe they stop overtraining and start thinking about the bigger picture, which is trying to save this business. With that said, I know I rambled on today as far as this is concerned, but quite honestly, I think it's important that this get discussed today, in light of everything that's going on today with PETA asking for a nationwide shutdown of racing, with Dianne Feinstein coming out today stating that maybe a moratorium on Santa Anita should happen. And it would not surprise me if we don't see racing this weekend, just with all the backlash going on. It wouldn't be a surprise. But then again, you know, it's horse racing, and a lot of things have happened in the past that I just shake my head about, regardless of what coast it's on. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. I will be back on probably at the end of the week, early next week. As soon as I figure out a time and place to where I can actually sit down, and now that it's the summertime, it's a little easier, I'll try to pop one of these out every week, maybe every other week, discussing different topics, obviously. But this one I thought needed to be done today. So have a good week, and I'll talk to you guys later.